You know, working with AI is really becoming part of everyday professional life. But the real question isn't whether we should use it. It's how we use it without losing the human side of our work.
Exactly. The core idea is that AI should be treated like a collaborator, not a substitute for human judgment, taste, empathy, or accountability.
That's what I love about that framing. We're not trying to outsource thinking. We're trying to make thinking more intentional, deliberate, and effective.
And that matters because AI isn't just another tool, like a calculator. It can suggest, summarize, rewrite, generate, analyze, and sometimes even anticipate what you might need next.
That's where it gets exciting, but also a little concerning. It can make people passive in their own work.
Right. Someone might accept the first answer, draft, or idea without really understanding where it came from, whether it's accurate, or whether it fits their values, voice, and goals.
So it's less about commanding a machine, and more about working alongside another form of intelligence.
Yes. AI can be a sounding board, research assistant, creative partner, or quality control layer. But it doesn't replace human responsibility.
I think the best AI users aren't the ones who ask it to do everything for them.
Correct. They ask the right questions, use AI to expand their thinking, know when to trust it, and know when to challenge it.
Because speed is not the same as wisdom.
Exactly. AI can help people think faster, but humans still decide what is true, useful, ethical, and worth doing.
For example, a writer might use AI to brainstorm angles, but the writer still chooses the message.
A business owner might use AI to draft a plan, but the owner still decides whether it fits the company's culture and long-term direction.
And a student might use AI to explain a concept, but the student still has to understand it deeply enough to apply it.
That keeps the human in control and keeps the work authentic.
One risk I worry about is voice erosion.
That's a real one. AI can write clearly, but it can also sound generic, technically correct but emotionally flat, or safe but unremarkable.
If a person lets AI lead, their work can start to sound like everyone else's.
The human layer matters because personal perspective, experience, values, and point of view are what make work distinct.
So if AI is used for drafting, the person should still shape the final message.
If it is used for ideas, the person should still choose the ones that matter.
And if it is used for analysis, the person should still interpret the results in context.
That brings us to intention. Before using AI, it helps to ask what you're trying to accomplish, what you already know, what part of the task you want to learn from, what can be safely delegated, and what must remain yours.
Those questions prevent every small decision from becoming an AI problem.
They also help you stay honest about why you're using AI. It might be for efficiency, because you're stuck, or because you're avoiding the discomfort of starting from scratch.
None of those reasons are wrong, but recognizing them leads to wiser use.
There are a few practical habits that can act as guardrails for human-centered AI work.
The first one is to start with your own thoughts first, even if they're rough.
That gives AI something to build on and keeps human thinking at the center of the process.
The second is to ask for alternatives, not just answers.
Instead of asking for the best solution, ask for several approaches and their trade-offs. That keeps the person engaged in decision-making.
Third, verify important facts.
AI can sound confident even when it's wrong, so sources, data, and claims should be checked when accuracy matters.
Fourth, edit for voice, not just grammar.
The final version should sound like the person, not like a polished generic response.
Fifth, use AI to learn, not just to produce.
It can explain concepts, challenge assumptions, and help a person understand a problem more deeply.
Sixth, be transparent where appropriate.
If work is shared with clients, customers, colleagues, or students, disclosure may be expected or required.
Another important practice is to ask AI to challenge you.
Instead of treating it as a simple answer machine, use it as a sparring partner. Ask it to identify weak points, suggest questions you haven't considered, or explain the strongest counterargument to your position.
That strengthens judgment rather than weakening it.
It forces you to defend and refine your ideas, and it helps avoid the trap of agreement, where you accept whatever AI produces simply because it sounds reasonable.
There's also a warning about protecting your attention.
AI can make work faster, but it can also make work more fragmented. If a person constantly asks for summaries, drafts, and suggestions, they may lose the deep focus needed for original thinking.
That's why it helps to protect time for unassisted work.
Read without asking for a summary first. Write without generating a sample first. Think through a problem before turning to a tool for help.
Attention is a deeply human resource.
Protecting it preserves the ability to notice nuance, make connections, and form independent opinions.
The ethical line is pretty clear. Using AI is not wrong, but avoiding responsibility because AI was used is wrong.
If a person publishes an idea, they own it. If a business decision is based on AI-generated analysis, the decision maker is still accountable.
And if a student or client is helped with AI, the person guiding them is still responsible for making sure the outcome is honest, appropriate, and well understood.
AI ethics is not only about corporate policy or government regulation. It is about everyday individual choices.
Like using AI to enhance fairness, clarity, and understanding, or using it to shortcut thinking, hide uncertainty, or create the illusion of competence.
The best relationship with AI is one of mutual usefulness, not dependency.
AI can save time, explore options, and improve quality, but it should not make a person less thoughtful.
Over time, the goal is to develop a sense of proportion, knowing what can be delegated and what cannot.
AI does not need to be feared, but it also should not be treated as the final word.
The most human way to work with it is to remain curious, critical, and accountable.
In short, working with AI is not about becoming less human.
It is about becoming more deliberate.
AI can support creativity, inform decisions, and expand what a person can do, but it should not replace personal judgment, voice, or responsibility.
Used well, AI strengthens human capability rather than diminishing it.